Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to another night in the Red Room. I cannot tell you how excited I am to have just so many great guests on our show tonight. Our topic is hot. When I tell you it's hot, I'm looking for the old lady church fan so I can just try to cool myself off because I already know what's going to happen in this room tonight. First and foremost, I want to introduce you to my co-host. Again, I call him the hardest working man in Hotlanta. I want to introduce James and thank him so very much for every week being such a great co-host in the Red Room. James, are you there?
Good evening, everybody. How's everyone doing tonight?
James, I don't think they're ready. Do you think they're ready?
I don't think they are either.
Okay.
I don't think they are.
Well, we're about to see. Because tonight in the Red Room, we're going to have what I call the Battle of the Sexes. Tonight we have a panel. We have two hot men, two hot women who have stepped into the Red Room to battle over a topic that is one that I think everybody has heard about, may have talked about, but tonight we're going to talk about it in the Red Room from an undiluted perspective. We're going to keep it real. At the same time, we're going to keep it clean and classy, but we don't want to sugarcoat nothing. And I think everybody's going to be able to do that tonight, and this is what we're going to talk about. The 90-day rule. But before we start, I want to introduce the two hot guys on the panel tonight. I want to introduce and thank Tommy and Jerry. Guys, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. Are y'all ready?
Man, what?
We ready.
We ready.
I have this image in my mind of the two of you standing there with boxing gloves on, but what y'all don't understand, the two hot women that I'm going to introduce to the panel tonight, they are standing in position with their gloves on too. So I want to introduce and welcome to the Red Room our two hot women on the panel tonight, Sasha and Sarah Lynn. Ladies, are y'all ready?
We are ready.
Okay.
We are jumping around that ring like Muhammad Ali.
I can so see it.
We're gonna talk about
this topic, and I will say that the first time I heard about it was from the Steve Harvey book when he talked about the 90-day rule. And in this book, it was supposed to be like an inside scoop on how to be – it was supposedly an inside scoop, I guess, for women on how to be a lady, but at the same time think the way that a man does. Now, when I read the book, I didn't really get the inside scoop. Oh, so this is how men think, and this is how, you know, a woman is supposed to act. So I have to say that I don't think it was a fair representation. But I keep hearing about this rule. So I want to see how you guys think. I also want to give an opportunity for the callers to call in and give us their opinion and you know, what they think about tonight's topic. So, guys, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. For some reason, it seems like I have feedback. Do you guys hear any feedback from me?
Yes, you got a little echoing in the background.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to figure out the problem, and I'm going to ask the first question, and I'm going to give all four of you an opportunity to respond to it. And the first question is one that is for both the men and women. There is the preconceived notion that when two people meet, the man knows whether he's interested in being intimate or wanting to have sex with a woman. But the woman doesn't. She has to spend time with him before she knows that there'll be intimacy. Do you think there's any truth in this statement?
You asking the men first? Or you asking the women first?
Let's start with the men.
All right, Jerry, you want to start or you want me to go?
I'll start.
Hey, I
feel that's an accurate assessment.
Okay, what I'm going to do is, I think I have too many lines open, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with muting everyone's line except Jerry. And then I will give Jerry an opportunity to respond, and then we'll unmute your line when the next person talks to see what happens.
No, what I was saying, first attraction. So I know, when I meet a woman, if I'm truly attracted to her, I may love after her. Don't think I'm thinking, I just want to practice. I would love to speak with her. And then down the line, maybe get to know her a little better. And perhaps if we're compatible, the chemistry there, it can lead into a relationship. I have no idea what a woman thinks when she first meets a man. I've been told that women usually know within the first few hours whether they want to sleep with a man or they don't, from several female friends. I don't know if that's an accurate statement. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe the women can give a little more insight on that. Myself,
okay.
If I find this physically attractive, chances are I do want to sleep with her.
Okay. One thing I will ask, and I think it may help with the feedback problem, if you have your phone on speaker, I'm going to need you to take it off of speaker.
Okay.
So, Jerry, you said that women, you've heard that women know soon whether they want to.
I'm sorry.
Is that what I... So you're saying that women do know?
I've been told women know within the first few hours whether they're going to sleep with a man or not.
Okay. I want to give, since that is your opinion, I want to give Tommy a chance to respond and give his opinion, and then let's see what the ladies have to say.
Are you ready for what I'm about to say?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Can I keep it absolutely, Shelly? Can I keep it 100? I can keep it 100.
Tommy, that's the only way I want it. It's the only way we're going to ever learn anything about each other is if we are totally 100 and keep it honest. And that way we're not trying to figure each other out. We actually know.
Okay.
So keep it 100.
Here it is. Number one, men are physical. For me, the one to get to know you, I have to be attracted to you. That's first and foremost. In that attraction, I'm looking at your shape, I'm looking at the butt, because I'm a butt man, I'm looking at the thighs, working my way up to, you know, breasts don't really matter, but I'm working my way up to see if I can see myself sleeping with this woman. That's number one. I have to be physically attracted. Women aren't going to say it, but I'm going to say it for y'all. Y'all know in the first few minutes, whether y'all want to give this man an opportunity to sleep with him or not, you're just hoping that man says nothing stupid. You already know. You already figured out. You already said, okay, I'm going to get this man some. I just hope that he don't say anything dumb that's going to change my mind right now. The 90-day rule is garbage. Because what you do is you put pressure on each other. I mean, that need to be there. If you're going to sleep with the person, sleep with the person. You know, if that person has respect, he always going to have respect or she always going to have respect. Sleeping with that person is not going to determine whether you sleep with them the day, the night of, or 30 days later, or 90 days later, whether that person will have respect for you or not. So, in other words, if it's right, get it in.
Okay. So you think that we as women, we know up front just like y'all do, see the same things that y'all see, and that's just a myth that we have to get to know you will find something else about you that attracts us to you intimately.
Is it a lie?
I'm the one asking the question.
I'm gonna
reserve my answers for just a little bit later, and I want to give Sasha an opportunity to respond to that. Sasha, go for it.
I will say this. I do agree with his statement saying that it's the same for women that it is for men. I feel that it is. For women it is a little more emotional because, you know, we have that, you know, we want to get to know them. We want to get to know them as a person, you know, see if we can see ourselves with them. But on the physical level, I think in the first, you know, couple of minutes, you know whether you are physically attracted to the person and you want to sleep with them. I do believe that. But it doesn't depend that you'll do it that night. You know what I'm saying? Like,
gotcha.
If you decide to wait, you decide to wait. You know, it's up to you and that person. You know what I'm saying? But if it does happen that night, I also agree with him that the level of respect, if it's there, it's going to be there. You know, I don't feel that having sex with somebody should change, you know, whether you respect them or not, because you don't know that person's, you know, process. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
right.
Sometimes people will say, okay, having sex with someone, you know, create that, you know, foundation, or, you know, sometimes people say, well, it brings them closer to a person, or, you know, getting to know them on that intimate level, you know, so you never know how quickly somebody wants to move, you know, and if that's somebody's process, you got to, you know, you respect it, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like there are so many judgments when it comes to sex and how quickly you move, and that's where the 90-day rule comes into play, because it's so judgmental for a woman to, you know, to have sex with a man on the first date. But if a man does it, you know, and I feel like the double standard is there, you know, because
right.
It's like, okay, women should wait 90 days, but men, you can go ahead and get it in now, you know, and it's no
right.
problem, you know. But women, it's like, you need to wait 90 days. You need to get to know this
right.
man. You need to, you know, find you a husband. You know what I'm saying? You need to make sure he's good, you know. But I feel like if that's your process, cool. But if it's not, then be true to yourself and do what you do, you know. That's my
okay. I'm going to open up the line for Sarah Lynn.
Unmuted.
Sarah Lynn?
Well,
Sarah Lynn?
I'm here. I
okay.
totally agree
okay.
with what he says. In a few minutes of meeting somebody, the attraction is there. You know instantly if you want to sleep with this person. And it's just as the same process they have. They know physically if they see something, they know if they want to. We do know the same thing too. We have the same standard. But women take more time to process than men do. Because we, as my co-host just says, we do want to make sure everything falls into place. But I am not everybody. My thing is, you are two grown people. If it's right for you, go for it. Because you can't tell people out there what to do. But for me, I like to take things nice and slow and get to know people one-on-one. That's
okay.
It.
Well, first question y'all have is, you know, nobody's disagreeing. So I think one thing it says is that, you know, maybe we all are on the same page. And maybe there's that notion that women think differently from men. And maybe that could be why some relationships don't work. But we won't get into that. Next question I'm going to ask is, and I think y'all have pretty much answered the next question, which is, do you think 90 days is too long, not long enough, or there should be no time limit for intimacy? And I think y'all pretty much answered that, which is what I got from so many people that I talked to. I did a survey, and what I found interesting was only one person out of all the people that answered that question one female said that it's long enough because she has to determine the person's value and whether they are worthy of having her. What do y'all think about that comment?
You want me to go first?
Go for it.
All right. First things first, you have to realize that people are good at putting up or putting on their best representative.
Mm-hmm.
You first meet somebody, you're not meeting the real them. You're meeting their representative. Everything nice, everything's perfect, everything sound right. He says what you want to hear. She says the same thing. But in the end, time will tell. So whether it be 30 days or whether it be 90 days, which is crazy, you're going to eventually find out that person. People are good at putting up fronts, but for so long, the truth eventually comes out. So instead of putting on that pressure on yourself, my thing is do what you do, enjoy, and be hold up to your responsibility. Make sure you protect. Make sure that, you know, that doesn't mean because you sleep with this person that you won't be with them for the rest of your life. So protect yourselves and guard yourselves against. That's it. That's all. It ain't that. It's not that complicated.
It sounds like to me a lot of people, and even this young lady you're referring to, worry about social acceptance and feeling that she will be judged, and people do judge. But I feel if you're comfortable within your own skin, you know, you're not going to worry about how people perceive you, how the world may perceive you, and you just got to live your life. Because she can wait the 90 days and truly find out, well, she may find out if this guy is worthy of having her. And then once he have her, he may go next day whip her butt, or he may just dump her. So you've waited 90 days, and this guy has put on a facade, like Tommy said, false representation of himself, and you wasted 90 days just wasted time. So I feel, you know, if we just get rid of worrying about social acceptance and just live your life, know who you are, know what your morals and values are, who are we to judge?
Okay. Who's next?
Well, I definitely agree. You know, I think that for me personally, I think 90 days is a long time. And not so much just, you know, just waiting, but it's just like, I don't feel that putting a time frame on intimacy is natural. It's not. I think that intimacy is supposed to be natural. It's supposed to happen when two people feel that it's time for that step to be made. You know what I'm saying? And when you put a time frame on it, it's like, okay, we got to wait, you know, these 90 days. And, you know, and then when the 90 days come, you know,
hello?
Shelly. They don't put me on the CMP side of things. Hello.
Hello.
No, 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 DC.
Hello.
DC,
where? Yes.
DC, Yankee. Hello, is
this
everyone still here? This is
Yankee.
Yeah, I've been banned from radio my first time on. Yeah.
Yeah. What did I miss?
You all got blacked out too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not just me.
So everybody got blacked out?
Yeah.
That's why I got banned off the radio.
Where's Shelly?
Well, I guess she's trying to fix
Hello?
Whatever. You don't need to be fixed. Yeah.
Okay.
But
who's
going to
be?
The girls might be.
They might
Uh-oh.
Be trying to, she might be trying to fix it.
So?
Oh, okay. So you in Georgia, my man?
Yes, I am in Georgia.
What part of Georgia are you in?
I'm in Evanwood.
Okay. You wouldn't have to know a LaShonda Long.
Oh,
would
Lord.
Nah, I've only been down here for like 3 months.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know if we're being recorded or not. You putting people, government, on the phone, on the radio for real?
Well,
you going hard.
Do we have any?
Know we're being recorded right now.
Do we have any of the ladies on the line?
Hey, guys.
Oh,
okay. Hello?
Yes.
When I tell you, I have no idea what happened, but I am no longer logged in as your host, so I'm here. For some reason, I got kicked off of my own show. It must have just got too hot in the red room for me. See, I should have answered some questions. Maybe that's why I got kicked out. But we're going to try to keep it moving. I just so appreciate everybody that stayed on with us. I'm just going through I can still see everybody that's in the room, and there's so many people in here. I will still say that I have control to open up your lines, but I have to ask that you please try to speak one at a time. And somebody please tell me, what did I miss?
Well,
we all missed.
Yeah, we all did. The total line blacked out. I called in 5 times, and everything just blacked out completely.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to have to talk to Blog Talk about this, because this has never happened before. But we're going to keep it moving, right?
All right, let's take
sure.
the question.
Okay, so I got Jerry, I got Tommy,
yep.
Sasha, and I still think Sarah Lynn is here. We might have lost Sarah Lynn. But if we did, I'm sure she's coming back in, because I'm sure she can't stay out the room long. Okay, so we were talking about the whole there should be no time limit. I want to ask some scenario questions and tell me what you think. Now, we kind of talked about the high-maintenance woman, and I think that's the comment that I had shared with you from the survey that I had done, where this woman said that she needed to wait, you know, that long for someone to know whether or not they are of value, you know, enough to you know, for her to be in that position with them, to have sex with them. I'm going to stop dressing it up. What for a man, what would you do if you met a woman and you were really into her, she seemed that she was into you, and then when you got to that conversation about sex, she says, well, I institute the 90-day rule in any relationship that I enter into. How would you respond to that? Would that change whether or not you were going to continue to date her or pursue her or possibly consider her for someone to be in a relationship with? Or is that a deal breaker?
I think once, if you really like a woman or a man, and you're going to respect that person's wishes, and it may be hard, I'm not saying it's not going to be trying times, but I think you'll respect it and you'll hang in there. And you come to some type of... Hello?
You there?
Yeah, you still here?
I'm here.
And we still, you may have to come to some type of compromise. Yeah, you may not be able to be sexually involved. You may want her just to give you a sensual massage. Or it's certain things you may be able to do to meet certain needs. But I don't think you just give up on somebody that you spending time with and you're interested in.
Okay,
ahead,
so you're
Thomas.
Saying that if she just basically said, you know, I have to wait the 90 days, it wouldn't say to you, I ain't going to wait that long, and she's just no longer an option for you.
No. I think you carry on, especially if you spent a little time with the person and you've grown to like this person.
What?
Okay. Who said that?
Are you serious? This is tough. Are you serious?
Let me ask you the question. Shelly presented a scenario. She said you've gotten a chance to know this person. I'm not saying it's this random woman you meet off the street and you talk one time. That's a little different. Opposed
Are
to somebody
you
spent a little bit of time there. I'm serious.
Okay. Let me explain. Let me go ahead and clear this up.
Break
right
it down.
Now.
Break it down.
First of all, so I'm speaking now.
Can anybody hear me? Good evening, everyone. This is your co-host, James. Unfortunately, we are currently having technical difficulties. We would like to apologize to everyone who is listening, who can still hear me. We're going to have to reschedule the show for tonight. We don't want to keep going through the same technical difficulties. But please, 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 if you are definitely listening, please log on to Facebook.com. If you go to Shelly L. Brooks, you'll see the page. You will see updates as to when the show will be rescheduled for. You can follow myself on Instagram at Libations Inc. That's LIBATIONZ_INKD. You will also find updates there for when the show will be rescheduled for. Like, again, I'd like to say I apologize, myself and Shelly, apologize for the inconvenience for tonight due to our technical difficulties. Pray that everyone has a good evening, and please, please, please don't forget to look out for the rescheduled show, and also purchase Shelly's book so she can stay up to date. These shoes hurt my feet. I'd like to thank everyone who joined us tonight, and again, we apologize for the technical difficulties. Have a good night, be safe, and always remember, if you'd rather be barefoot or wear a ruby slipper, thank you and good night.